As the probe gets underway, says Arkansas State Police Colonel Mike Hager,
the suspect's motives are unclear, and that's obviously going to be a focus of our investigation.
The 44-year-old Posey is to make his first court appearance today.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Today marks 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. There are protests planned for several states. Later this week, the court is expected to rule on whether doctors can provide emergency abortions to save the health of the mother. We're only a few days away from the first presidential debate of 2024. It'll be held on Thursday in Atlanta. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Adams County Sheriff's Office, a Wisconsin Dells man was arrested Thursday in Adams County after he fired a shot during a fight. The Sheriff's Office received a call about people yelling outside of a home on the 3600 block of 11th Lane in Del Prairie. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office received a similar call saying there was a shot fired. The 24-year-old Dells man allegedly got in a fight with someone at the home until that person got away. Police say the man then got a gun from his car and fired one shot off, which hit the home. The man then left the scene. According to the sheriff's office, he was later arrested on charges of recklessly endangering safety and disorderly conduct while armed. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with highs around 84. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Lows around 70. Some pockets of heavy rainfall again. For Tuesday, scattered storms. Otherwise, a high near 88 under mostly sunny skies. A touch cooler by Wednesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently, 66 degrees.
99.7. Before you go, 'cause I'm not planning on going solo.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Head over heels, there is Tears for Fears, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Of course, we played a little Tears for Fears this morning because Kurt Smith, lead singer of that group, celebrating his 63rd birthday today.
Very cool. And if you like Tears for Fears, of course, they're one of those legacy bands that have been around since the 80s. And If you enjoy their music, you should check out their last album, The Tipping Point, because I got to say, I was really impressed with, because, you know, I mean, sometimes you get one of those bands that has been around for a long time and they put out something new and you're kind of, meh.
Typical Responde response. But no, I think they did really, really well with their last album. You know, it's kind of like when Duran Duran put out new music not too long ago as well. People didn't really know what to expect, but kind of the same thing. I think they actually kind of nailed it for a group that's been around for quite some time. So I don't know. I've always been a Tears for Fears fan. Were they always my favorite group? Maybe necessarily not like right up there at the top, but there's a lot of songs that all of a sudden I'll be like, ooh, there's Tears for Fears, you know? And it's kind of one of those that isn't really in your brain, you know, because they had a lot of songs that were really good that you might know of them, but they weren't like stuck in your head like some of the other artists. But you hear it and you're like, and you can always tell Kurt Smith's voice. I mean, his voice is very distinct. So I always get a little excited when I hear Tears for Fears. Over Heels, one of my favorite Tears for Fears songs, though. So that's why we played it this morning.
Awesome. Nicely played, Maddie. Nicely played.
Thank you. I feel like I have good taste in music most of the time. I get it. Now, Dexter would roll his eyes at me and be like, okay. But I feel like most of the time I kind of nail it. So I don't know. But he would totally disagree with me on that.
Well, that's their generation. That's what they're supposed to do, right? Is mock our musical tastes.
You know, it's funny because there's lots of days when he goes to Taekwondo, he'll bring his headphones with him just in case the things that I choose to play on the way there are not up to his specifications.
And do you do the same? That's what you should do. You should bring your headphones.
Should, except I'm the one who has to drive. So there is that part of it, too. But no, he sometimes he'll bring his headphones just in case. And he makes it very well known that last time he did not particularly love my musical choices. So he brought his headphones just in case I decide to go that route again in the vehicle. Now, mind you, we pretty much see eye to eye on a lot of stuff. You know, we've talked about it, like your boys. He's introduced me to a lot of artists that I really do love and appreciate as well. But then there's sometimes that I'm like, when I let him choose the playlist, you know, I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, where did I go wrong with this one?
Goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yes, especially when especially when he's in his hard rock moment in time, because Dexter's tastes ebb and flow, right? They ebb and flow. So sometimes he's like all about, you know, going old school, like your new Jack Swing sound from Belle Biv DeVoe. He loves some New Edition, some of their stuff.
And you're totally down with that. That's cool. The stuff you're good with. Yeah.
But then he introduces me to artists like Tory Lanez and things like that, who also have a lot of the same sound. In fact, if you listen to some of Tory Lanez's music and then you would go back and listen to, say, like a New Edition or a Belle Biv DeVoe, you'd be like, you can see where the guy got his sound. But he incorporates a little bit of the current hip hop with some of that sound as well. So it's kind of cool. I can totally get down with it. And then he'll pull out like the Korn and the Deftones and the Muse. And because that's in that particular week, that's the mode he's in, which is fine. I appreciate all of those artists in small doses, not back to back to back to back on a 40-minute drive there and home. And then it just gets to be a little too much. And sometimes when I get done listening to that stuff and I get out of the car, I'm like, that just all felt very heavy today.
A little bit of the Freak on the Leash. There you go.
Yes. You know, again, I appreciate all of that stuff, but I don't know if I can't do it back to back to back to back to back for 40 straight minutes. It's a lot.
Little goes a long ways. Yeah.
But I get it. Sometimes he's just in that mode and that's what he wants to listen to. So I can totally appreciate and understand that. But oh boy, it gets to be a long ride. Gets to be a long ride on the, and where I find myself sometimes doing the old person thing where, like, when I'm in a parking lot or trying to park the car, I'm turning the radio down. The older I get, I find myself doing that more, which my kids just laugh at. They're like, why do old people need to turn down the radio in order to park the car? Why do we do that? I don't know why we do that. It's so weird.
Are we focusing on the fact that we're about to leave the car and go into the store? Because that's kind of lame.
It is really lame. And I, you know, now I'm so self-conscious of it when I get into a parking lot or before I know I'm getting somewhere where I'm going to have to like back up or where I'm going to have to park the car. I find myself, I'm so self-conscious of it, doing it way before I get there. So it doesn't look like I'm simultaneously doing it as I'm driving through the parking lot. Sometimes too, is it maybe a concentration issue because there's a lot more people moving. I'm always afraid somebody's going to walk out in front of me. I don't want to be distracted by things. So maybe it's a concentration issue for us as well. Like we really want to make sure
they need to do a study on that. That's
Isn't
what we
weird?
Need a study on.
It's
yeah.
weird. Old people turn down the radio.
to be fair, now if it's music that I like, I turn the radio up. If it's
this
music I don't like, then I turn it down.
Right. This is true. But I found myself doing that more and more the older I get. And I never realized that it was a thing. And then my kids kept pointing it out. And now I'm very self-conscious and very self-aware of it. And we do this, people. We are old. We turn down the radio to park
the
elders. Vehicle.
You know, but here's the thing, though. I think what it is I always turn the radio down before I turn it off. And I don't understand why that is. It's like, why don't you just turn it off?
I know why I do it, because sometimes it's really loud. And when I get back in the car, it's a little jarring when you're not ready for it.
Yeah.
So I know that's why I do it. I always turn it down a little bit because when I turn the car back on, I don't necessarily
You don't want
it
blasting in your ear.
Exactly. You know, and plus sometimes it scares the people that are parked next to you because you can hear it outside the vehicle. So I'm always a little conscious of that. I've been stopped a lot of times by older people telling me my musical tastes are not.
Turn down your music,
exactly.
You rock and roll kids.
Exactly. That's exactly what I get. But yeah, I do. I'm one of those old people who turns down my radio before I try to park the car or before I back it up, and it's kind of strange. It's a strange habit we have, but
they mock us.
Right? You're right. There should be a study done on that. There should definitely be a study done on that. Now, something that is kind of a study, but was a little less scientific. We want to talk about our snack foods right now, Finn, because you know, if you're reaching for a zebra cake, let's say, you're not looking for something vitamin packed, nutrient rich. You're just looking for something delicious.
And they call it junk food.
Exactly. The question is, though, is a zebra cake really the worst thing that we could grab? The blog Eat This Not That has a list of the 40 unhealthiest snacks on the planet. Zebra cakes, they're actually number one, but they're so good. They're so good. Oh, I love a good zebra cake. Mm-hmm. Which seems a little dramatic, but with 34 grams of added sugar, one cake does exceed your recommended daily intake. So each cake also has about 320 calories, 14 grams of fat, including 8 grams of saturated fat, 150 milligrams of sodium, 47 grams of carbs, and 2 grams of protein. I mean, they could have led with that one instead of with the rest of it, but you know, whatever. So we're going to look at the top 10 list here in just a moment, but I have the entire list of 40 here in front of me. And so we'll highlight going from 40 to number 10, some things that are on this list.
Nutty I'm going to feel really bad about this, right?
Little Debbie did not fare well on this list, by the way. Oh, yeah. We're all going to feel horrible about ourselves because some of our favorite foods are on here. Little Debbie, though, did not fare well. Nutty Buddies came in at number 40 on this particular list. If you reach for a Nutri-Grain bar, you better think twice about those because those are at number 39 on this particular list. Mm-hmm. Same
it's
thing
amazing.
With,
some of those things that you think are healthy
they're
for you,
sugar.
They're not. Yeah.
Yeah, they're full of sugar. Clif bars, if you think you're doing something healthy for yourself, think again. Those come in at number 37 on the list. EL fudge. Oh, who doesn't love a cute little EL fudge cookie? Apparently, I can't eat these, though, now either, Finn, because they're at number 35 on the list. Basically, any type of chip that has some sort of like cheese seasoning on it or like flaming hot this or that, that's also going to make the top 40. So that's a problem. Ho-Ho's from Hostess also make the list. Which is also very, very not good because I do love myself a good ho-ho. Oreos, duh, they're at number 27 on the list. Nutella, if you think that you're doing something good by feeding your kids Nutella on toast, you might want to think again because Nutella is also on
this list. Why does that one surprise me? What's wrong with the Nutella?
Chocolate. And with the combination of the nuts, in order to get the sweet flavor, you have a lot of sugar in it. Mm-hmm. And there are 21 grams of carbs in one tablespoon of Nutella.
Wow.
That's where you're getting the calories from. If you love snacky packs, you know, like the pudding cups, you might want to think again about putting those in the kids' lunches because those are not great for us either. Those grandmas Grandma's cookies, you know, like you buy them in the gas station, those giant cookies where you get a 2-pack of them, Finn. Those are so, so good. Those come in at number 23 on the list. Again, not really a big surprise. Twinkies, those aren't very good for us either. I know, not that that's a big surprise. I mean, Twinkies never even go bad, right? Like, you can't even mold a Twinkie. It's kind of insane.
They will survive the apocalypse. They will.
Those and cockroaches. But they come in at number 20 on the list. Hot Pockets is at number 19 on the list. Again, Little Debbie not doing well. Oatmeal pies are at number 18. As we go further up on the list, Pop-Tarts, big surprise. They're at number 15 on the list. Specifically, though, they call out the strawberry ones. They don't have anything...
More sugar?
Probably. That's what I'm going to guess. And then, of course, as we get into the top 10, granola bars, kind of another big one. If you're feeding the kids granola bars, those have a lot of sugar in them. But here we go with the top 10. I mentioned granola bars. Well, the Chewy Dips chocolate chip granola bar, meaning the granola bar, chocolate chip granola bar that you essentially dip in chocolate, that comes in at number 10 on the list, followed with Twix candy bars at number 9. I was going to say followed by, but I'm going from biggest to smallest. Anyway, Hostess old-fashioned donuts. Oh, I love donuts. Those come in at number 8 on the list. For a long time, that's all we could get Dexter to eat in the morning was the powdered sugar ones. I knew it wasn't the healthiest choice, Finn, but hey, when your kids are toddlers, you pick your battles. And if they're eating anything.
Anything you can get in their stomach. Now, so there's many of these that I have officially signed off on and have given up on, because otherwise I would weigh 10 trillion pounds. I just
too.
Would.
Me too. No,
so
I'm totally there.
Some of these
with you.
I haven't had in a long, long time. And I'm waiting for one of my really, truly guilty Achilles heels, because they got to be coming up. But you know, I'm more of a salt guy than a sugar guy.
If I don't say it, we'll see if it even made the list. Okay. Because again, it's only 40, okay? So now at number 7, we have Mac salt and vinegar pork skins. Oh, that just sounds awful. I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan of chips
in general. Of the pork rinds.
And I'm definitely not a pork rind fan. Doritos nacho cheese chips comes in at number 6 on
this list.
Told you, anything covered in nacho cheese or flaming hot this or that. Yeah, anything with a powder on it. Chips in general don't fare well. Even Lay's plain make the list in the top 40. Yeah. But anything with a cheese on it, not good for us.
Well,
not
I'm
good
guilty
for
of
us.
This one. Okay.
You know, even like the Cool Ranch and stuff, still not good for you. Still, I mean, but nacho cheese Doritos truly are the best. Little Debbie Swiss rolls again. Sorry, Little Debbie. We're not trying to pick on you. Just make healthier snacks. That comes in at number 5. Turtle Chex Mix comes in at number 4. Chex Mix alone is bad enough. And then you add the turtle in with the caramel and the drizzle and chocolate and all that. Not great.
Do people really love Chex Mix?
I don't know. Dexter does. Dexter loves Chex Mix.
Does he like Gardetto's?
No, he would actually just rather have the plain blue bag Chex Mix that you can buy in a convenience store. That's what he likes. Ritz Bits cheese sandwich crackers comes in at number 3 on the list. And number 2 is that Smucker's Goober grape stuff, which is the combination of the peanut butter and the jelly all in one jar. That's number 2 on the list. As you can imagine, that's full of sugar. In fact, if I go all the way up, I can tell you some of the nutritional value of that. Just in case, you know, you're a parent who's always trying to tell your kids, I'm going to buy it for you, even though I know it's not healthy for you. 220 calories. This is per 3. This is 3 tablespoons a serving, by the way. So 220 calories, 11 grams of fat, 125 milligrams of sodium, 30 grams of carbs, and only 5 grams of protein. But you get your peanut butter and jelly mixed in a jar. So, hey, I get it. I'm not judging. I totally understand.
You have officially talked me down from the ledge there, because that is something that I frequently see in the grocery store when we go shopping. And of course, it is something from my childhood. And, you know, I mean, every once in a while, you got to have a good PB&J.
Yes,
you just
course.
Do. And we're so lazy that it's like, well, I'll just get the goobers and that and we'll be good, right? Just lather it on the bread. And but you have officially now
made
me move on.
Now, I eat peanut butter jelly, even as clean as I try to eat, which let me tell you, it's not perfect. Talk to me about my too many cannolis yesterday. But they were so delicious. But even as clean as I try to eat, I love a good peanut butter and jelly. I just try to make it a little healthier. So I use my whole wheat bread, which again, sometimes you just got to have the thick white bread because it's delicious. But I use a whole wheat bread. I use non-sugar peanut butter and I use a low jelly or a low sugar or a sugar-free jelly with it. And now, is it like your goober? No, absolutely not. But sometimes, as you said, you just got to have a good peanut butter and jelly. And I don't want to do the bread with the gluten in it and stuff. Yeah. So I try to health it up a little bit, but sometimes you just gotta. Sometimes you just gotta have those things. And
well, I mean,
so you
honestly,
do the best.
I mean, if the healthy stuff is bad for you too, like for instance, guac. Okay, now I love guacamole.
I love guacamole. It's delicious.
But isn't like guacamole is heavy duty in calories, isn't it?
Because avocados have natural oils in them. Now, I love guacamole, and I personally make my own usually so I can eliminate some of the stuff that I don't know what's in there. But I love avocados, and I eat a lot of avocados, and I mush down my own for guacamole and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I guess it depends on how much you eat. Now, when I eat it, I usually end up, if I buy it in the store, I usually buy some that's been freshly made by the store. I don't usually go to the chip aisle and buy whatever's on the shelf over there. I usually buy something that's been made fresh in a deli or something if I don't have time to make it myself. And then I only use like a teaspoon or two. And usually we end up throwing away a lot of the guac if we've store-bought it because it gets brown and gross before we use the whole thing. But so we try to, you know, not use so much of it. But no, I love guacamole. It's delicious. In fact, I just made sweet potato black bean tacos last week. And of course, you got to have your pico to go on it. You got to have a little guac on it.
Dress them up. Yeah,
exactly. And then I don't use sour cream, but I used a couple dollops of plain Greek yogurt on it as instead of sour cream. So that was how I dressed up my tacos. And I will say this, I found gluten-free shells at the store. It was just an amazing day when I found those. It was so, so good. Like a hard shell, obviously. I already have soft shells, but
is there something that is gluten-free that you have tried that you didn't like?
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I've kind of had to adapt to a lot of stuff. Bread itself is not very good.
I was gonna say, because bread and pizza does not look exactly
a cauliflower
delicious.
Crust, a good one, can definitely fake its way through pizza. It really, really can, and I'm not even joking. It just depends on where you're getting it from. Now, if I'm making it myself, it's not nearly as good as if I'm doing a wood-fired somewhere or something like that, but a good cauliflower crust can really fake its way through pizza. Bread in general is just different. It's got a whole different texture. It's not as light and fluffy. It's a lot more dense. It's not my favorite, but you know, I'd rather feel good than have tummy aches all the time, so I do my thing. But bread is probably the biggest one. Probably the biggest one for me is the bread. But I was also the carb queen, and pastas as well. If you're doing a gluten-free pasta, you know, because they'll make them out of chickpeas or something like that, you got to be really careful with them, because if you overboil them, then they're just disgusting. They're just disgusting because they're slimy, and because I mean they're
gross.
Because they don't have the gluten in them. They don't have the consistency, the flour consistency. But they're good, and they will surpass, I guess. I mean, but they're not my favorite. They're just not my favorite.
Well, we're all trying to do our best. That's what
it's
we're
hard.
Trying to do.
It's hard.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to live a little. You just have to.
And I choose to do the other stuff just because, again, I don't want to get sick, because sometimes gluten, I don't have an allergy, and I make sure that I'm very clear with that with restaurants and everything else. Mine is not an allergy. It's a sensitivity. So I can do gluten if I want. I just don't feel great afterwards. But it doesn't make me as sick as some people get because they have an actual allergy to it. So I do like to clarify that, because, you know, kitchens will be right away and be like, we don't have it. It's fine. It's just a sensitivity.
Yeah.
But
well,
I appreciate their diligence.
Even peanut butter. And there are a lot of people that have their allergies to peanut butter. Which I am very sorry for, but wow, there is no way. And you know, peanut butter is so high in calories, but there's no way that, and I don't eat a lot of it, but when I do have
And I do sugar-free peanut butter, and that's something else that's not nearly as good, because obviously without the sugar in it, you get a more natural state, so it's kind of runny. So it's not my favorite, but I will do it. I do like cashew butter, but that's got a lot of sugar in it. And I will do almond butter as well, which is also a little runny. I mean, if you're going to do the sugar-free peanut butter or the almond butters, anybody who does this know you stir for forever to get down into the bottom and get everything all mixed up. And like, you get a nice arm workout in the process, especially if you're doing like a big Costco
jar. There you go. You're doing that, and plus you're getting some physical activity going on there, so win-win.
I mean, I'd much rather have a nutty buddy and call it a day, Finn, or a zebra cake.
Well, sometimes
you
gotta have a nutty buddy. That's the thing.
I know.
Sometimes you have to have a Reese's peanut butter cup. You just do.
I know. And sometimes I do. Sometimes I splurge a little bit, but it's pretty rare. And, you know, that's the other thing, too. I found that there's a lot of companies that make peanut butter cups now and things that are a little bit healthier versions. So they're using dark chocolate. They're using your sugar-free peanut butters in the center. So I don't feel like I miss out on a whole lot of things, but sometimes it's just not like the original stuff, right? Like, it's just not the original stuff. And so I've learned over the course of the last few years to, like, you know, I'll say to somebody, do you want the other half of my peanut butter cup, right? If I'm doing like the actual one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I don't eat the whole thing. Plus then because gone. And then I don't snack on it later.
You have to have the willpower. Otherwise, it is a slippery slope. And it's been a long time since I've had any of those zebra cakes. But I'm correct, they package them with two, right?
Yes. Well, yes, they're meant to eat together.
Right. So, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, do you just eat one? Because otherwise... that just doesn't feel right. But then that's
hard.
About what, 600 calories for the two? Yeah.
Yeah, it's craziness. It's crazy. But, you know, sometimes you do it and you're okay with it because you go into it knowing that you're about to splurge a little bit and you're throwing caution to the wind and you're just going to do it anyway because it's a zebra cake and they really truly are delicious. All those little cakes like that come at two in a package. The only thing that doesn't is a good old Twinkie. They only come one in a package. But everything else, I love a good cupcake or two from Hostess. They're okay, too. I'm always good with that.
Yeah, and those healthy, in air quotes, options like the granola bars and the Clif bars,
they're
not good for you. And I remember when we were about ready to board our flight to Ireland, Taylor said, well, here, you know, let's all have a Clif bar because we don't know when we're going to eat next.
Right.
And it's like, dude, these don't do anything. I mean, they don't satiate your appetite in any way, shape, or form. They're high in calories. There's a lot of sugars in them, and they're really kind of pointless. But
they're advertised as a health food. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's because they've got some oats in them. So does an oatmeal pie from Little Debbie, but nobody's telling me that's healthy. we do, quickly switching gears here, Finn. We've got some cute little furry friends that we got to talk about today with our Pets of the Week over at the Sauk County Humane Society. And before we get to this week's pets, we got some really awesome news, a couple of adoption updates. Cash, who we talked about a couple of different times, he found his way into the Baraboo Police Department 244 days ago and was able to post bail because he had no milk bones. He was actually adopted and he went home this weekend.
Yes.
So that's really awesome. Yes.
Nice.
Cash was a very good citizen, though, and everybody at the Sauk County Humane Society hopes he has an amazing life. And if you remember Red, our dog of the week last week, he also went home this weekend. So he is officially adopted, and he's got a new family to enjoy the rest of the summer with.
Good news.
Which, I know, isn't that awesome? It feels so good to say that they're home. So that brings us to our sweet little faces this week who are looking for really great homes and hoping that you can rescue them and break them out and offer them an amazing life. We're going to start with MJ, who is our dog of the week. And MJ is the sweetest little 7-month-old mixed breed. She was surrendered with two other dogs when her owners were no longer able to keep them. Now, MJ is a bundle of energy. She looks like she's a bit of a cattle dog, so that would make sense.
A little bit of blue heeler in there, maybe?
Yeah, that would make sense why she's got a little extra energy. She would love a home with lots of activity. She enjoys playing in the yard with other dogs. She likes to go for walks, and she's working on her leash skills. Remember, she's only 7 months old, so she's still a baby. She loves to play fetch because, well, cattle dog and all of that. She could share a home with another dog, cats, and children. It's unknown if she's house trained. She will be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on her vaccines before she goes home. She is just a sweet little thing, though. White with some black specks on her and the cutest pink big ears you've ever seen.
Big ears and little feet.
She's just adorable. So if you are interested in a dog that's going to give you a whole lot of entertainment, because again, she looks like she's part cattle dog of some sort, she's going to be a whole lot of fun. And again, though, a lot of energy. So you're going to probably want to have lots of activities for MJ. Scout is our cat of the week. And oh my goodness, isn't he beautiful? He is a domestic short hair who is quite proud of his handsome steely gray coat. And he should be, because he is gorgeous. My goodness. He'll meet you at his kennel door with lots of purring, requesting to be taken out for a time in the socialization room. He loves his toys. He loves scratchers and he loves catnip. He prefers to be on your lap, though. He loves his humans and he will be more than happy to have all of your attention when you return home from work or after you run some errands. He will be a great movie night companion as well, because he really just wants to snuggle up with you. He'll be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on his vaccines before he goes home. He is beautiful, though. He's got these beautiful yellow eyes, all gray. There is not another speck of color on him. Even his little nose is completely gray. Yeah. He is absolutely beautiful. So check out Scout if you're looking for a cat to add to the home. Now, over at the Humane Society, they have a few different things that are happening. Of course, they're going to have a community impact night tonight over at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. They get 100% of the tips and 10% of all sales. Those are going to be donated back to Sauk County Humane Society. They also are looking for entries for their 2025 calendar. If you have an adorable pet, which we all do, you can check out their website for that. And they're also going to have a volunteer orientation next Saturday. That is July 6th. Now, right now, they need a wheelbarrow. If you're able to donate some items to them and you have a spare wheelbarrow lying around, they could really use it right now over at the Sauk County Humane Society. Now, if you want to donate, if you want more information, Finn, about the Community Impact Night, if you want more information about how to enter your pet in the calendar contest, if you just want to know more about volunteer orientation, saukhumane.org, and that is also where you should go to check out photos of MJ and Scout and all the other amazing pets that are really looking for great homes right now. Again, saukhumane.org. Taking a look at this forecast right now, it's going to be beautiful today. Lots of sun, 84 degrees, showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, and like we need more rainfall, but we could actually get some more heavy rainfall out of these storms. 70 as our low, then scattered storms tomorrow, otherwise mostly sunny, 88 for a high. It is 63 right now. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. All summer long, every Wednesday and Saturday at the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street selling their wares from 8 a.m. until 12:30. As always, be sure to give a like to Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook, and you'll see who's going to be at the farmers market the night before each day. And it's the 2024 Grandstand Bash. Join the Craft and Music Festival to raise money to save the grandstand and help refurbish the grandstands at Columbia County Fairgrounds. $5 will get you entrance into all of the activities, which includes great live music, food vendors, a beer tent. We also have a craft and vendor show Saturday from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. until 4. Bouncy houses for the kids, face painting, pedal racing, raffle for gift baskets, 50-50 raffle, and so much more. There'll be a great music festival going on in conjunction with this event both Saturday and Sunday. Visit Save the Grandstand on Facebook for all the details. And the Reedsburg Area United Fund will be hosting a Brat Bash and Dash. This is going to be from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Friday the 28th. $4 for a brat. You can get six for $20. Plus, we'll have sodas and potato chips available for $1 each. And again, this event will be supporting the Reedsburg Area United Fund. This will be from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. That's on Friday the 28th. The Brat Bash and Dash. It's going to be at Quillen's Quality Foods there in Reedsburg.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
It's 8:41 right now. Fleetwood Mac, this is Hold Me on 99.7 Max FM.
Slip your hand inside of my glove.
Fleetwood Mac, there is Hold Me, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, of course, founding member of the group, Mick Fleetwood, who isn't actually with the group anymore, celebrating his 77th birthday today. So, of course, you're going to pull out the Fleetwood Mac if Mick is celebrating his birthday, no matter what Stevie says about the whole thing, right? Now, we're going to talk about saving money and shopping local, because who doesn't like to talk about a little extra money in the wallet, especially first thing on a Monday morning? We'd love for you to go online and do some shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com. Really anything you're looking for. Things for you, things for the home, delicious foods, great adult beverages. It's a little adventure, a little excitement over there as well. Now, here's an example of some of the savings you're going to find. Kanamichi Craft Bar, where you can get cocktails, beers, and wines. Great entertainment in downtown Baraboo. A two-pack of $10 certificates, $20 value. Only $14 when you're shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com. You also might want to check out the Baraboo Children's Museum. We have a $6 daily admission. We know that Mother Nature has not been great and very forgiving with the forecast this year. So if the kids just need a little extra running around time, a little creative time, a little, some magic, some story time, all of that good stuff, because they do it all over at the Baraboo Children's Museum. That $6 daily admission, only $4 right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. Plus an instant download available on that one. You aren't going to wait for us to send you anything. It's right there on your phone, and you and the kids are enjoying a day out today if you really want to. And then, of course, we also want to talk about some great food options. How about Jay's Pub and Grill of Reedsburg? This is a $25 certificate. You're only going to spend $20 right now when you shop at maxfmbigdeals.com. Make sure you do your shopping today. Get some of those instant deals available. They're on your phone, and then, you know, you're ready for the entire week. Maybe if you've got family or friends coming from out of town, this is a great way to treat them to everything the area has to offer. Now, all of our certificates make really great gifts. New inventory being added all the time. Check it out, maxfmbigdeals.com. Now, coming up in just a moment, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Sunny today with a high near 84. Some more rain possible tonight into tomorrow. Corey Hartman's going to tell you more in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
The Spring Green Arts Fair is a juried fair with over 180 artists. Fine arts, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. SpringGreenArtFair.com.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
For Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Milwaukee Brewers are able to salvage one from the San Diego Padres yesterday after a 6-2 victory. This was the fourth game of the four-game series. That's how the Brewers lose 7-6, 9-5, and then 6-4. Behind a great start from Tobias Myers, they do bounce back. He went five innings, scattered five hits, struck out three in the game, only gave up one earned run. He improves to 5-2 for the season for the crew with a 3.12 ERA. Blake Perkins from the ninth spot came up with two RBI in the game along with a pair of hits. Crew's 45-33 for the year. They're going to be back at it again right away tonight as the team is going to be returning home to host the Texas Rangers for a three-game set. 7-10 is the first pitch. They got three against the Rangers, then they'll welcome the Cubs for three this weekend. It all comes down to a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final as Edmonton and Florida will meet this evening at 7 o'clock. The Panthers took the 3-0 series lead. Edmonton was able to rally back, win the last three to force this seventh deciding game. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with highs around 84. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Lows around 70. Some pockets of heavy rainfall again. For Tuesday, scattered storms, otherwise a high near 88 under mostly sunny skies, a touch cooler by Wednesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 70.
99.7 Max FM.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle.
UB40, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:53 right now. And Finn, we've got some celebrating to do on this Monday with our calendar days, of course. A few of those things that, we can take in throughout the week to really get us closer to the weekend, because that's what the week is all about. It's why we do this whole Monday through Friday thing, mm-hmm. after all. Now, we've got a few good ones on the list today. It's a short list, but, there's some decent ones. So today is Museum Comes to Life Day. Now, we're not actually talking about the Tyrannosaurus Rex coming to life and scaring and eating you when you go to the museum. But, if you want to check out a museum, just use your creativity with the kids. Think about all the things that could happen or have happened when you look around at some of the exhibits, and really let their imaginations run wild. And let your imagination run wild, because sometimes as adults, we forget to do that once in a while. Yeah. That's Museum Comes to Life Day. Speaking of letting your imagination run wild, we got to channel Tinkerbell because it's International Fairy Day today. When you go to a good Wren Fest, have you ever been to a good Wren Fest? You see lots of people dressed up as fairies. They got the wings, they've got the whole gamut, and it's usually really, really cool. But
yeah, there's an amazing one in Bristol, Renaissance Fair there in Bristol, and they go all out. I mean, they do body paint and just, it looks amazing.
Now, Baraboo gets their own version of one, usually in October, and it's usually over at the Circus World grounds. And, you know, we like to dress up in Baraboo, but it takes it to a whole another level on Renfest weekend when it comes to Baraboo. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely check that out. But channel Tinkerbell if you can't wait for a Renfest today on International Fairy Day. It's also celebration of the senses day, and really just seeing how they all work together and taking in all of the cool stuff that we're able to do from the sights, the sounds, the smells, all of that. So if you know you're able to do that, then please do, and be appreciative of the fact that you have all of those senses as well. It is Please Take My Children to Work Day. So mom and dad are essentially begging somebody else to take the kids off their hands.
Get them off my hands.
We're like a week and a half into summer break, people. You got to chill out just a little bit. That's you got some time left before the kids go back to school. It's also World UFO Day today. Oh, pull out the tinfoil hats. Get ready, Area 51, because we're coming for you, I guess, on World UFO Day. It's also Swim a Lap Day. Now, if you are a good swimmer, I totally encourage this. Heading out to Devil's Lake on a beautiful 84-degree day, not a bad way to go. And speaking of swimming, you know, we're getting ready for the Olympics. Did you see Michael Phelps? He's coming out of retirement to help call the swimming competition for the Olympics. Yes, that was an announcement made yesterday. So cool stuff. He's going to be in the commentary booth. I don't know for the entire thing or just maybe a few special nights. I'm not really sure. I didn't get a chance to read the whole story, but they enticed him to come out and help them with the swimming portion of the Olympics. So that's really cool. Now, speaking of sports stuff, I can't believe I didn't mention this earlier because it was actually a big deal that happened. It has nothing to do with our calendar days or swimming, but it did happen yesterday. Scottie Scheffler and Tom Kim were neck and neck yesterday at the 18th hole of the Travelers Championship in Connecticut. Did you happen to hear about this or see this? CBS returned from commercials and protesters ran out onto the green with spray paint and they were actually throwing flares. Jim Nance, being the great commentator that he is, actually commentated his way all the way through it calmly, coolly, collectively. Now, unbelievably, both players' ball placement on the green was not disturbed. The CBS broadcast of the tournament captured this really chaotic scene. The clips of it are actually kind of crazy if you see them online. Police responded quickly to apprehend the protesters. Five were taken away. Grounds crews at the tournament tended to the green, resulting in a stoppage of play for several minutes, which means then that Scheffler and Tom Kim actually were tied at this hole. And so they had to replay the hole and Scheffler ended up winning. It's his actual sixth win of the season. He became the sixth player in PGA Tour history to win that many times before July. But it was a really crazy, chaotic scene if you happened to catch that on TV yesterday or if you see some different clips of it. So why all of a sudden, like, I get we always have protesters. I'm not naive to that fact. But all of a sudden between the Stonehenge stuff that we've seen. We've seen them disturbing a lot of different events lately, and now to disturb the Travelers Championship is kind of insane. But I mean, setting off flares, how is that helping the environment, by the way? Like, I mean, I get your plight in life. I'm not saying that. I try to be as environmentally conscious as I can. But at the same time, how is setting off flares and spray painting greenery going to help anything? Like, what does that exactly do for us at that point? Time. I don't understand, Ben. Like, these are points in life that I just will never understand. So, in fact, doesn't flares create more smoke to disturb the atmosphere? And isn't the spray paint bad for the greens?
These are all valid points that you're making.
I'm confused by why we're doing it this particular way. I mean, I say protest, you know, we've got to get our point across. We need to take better care of Mother Earth, all of that kind of stuff. But I don't understand why we're going this route in order to do it. Like, that's my only point. I just don't understand how that helps anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, I turned down the radio though to park my car. So what do I know at this point? No matter how you're celebrating these calendar days today, make sure that you have a fantastic Monday. I mean, it's Monday. We do the best we can on a Monday, right? Yeah. Taking a look at our forecast right now. Well, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today. Mostly sunny, 84. Some showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. And then we do have some pockets of heavy rain in there because we definitely need more moisture right now. I don't know if you noticed. It's a little dry out there currently. Of course, I say that very sarcastically. 70 as our low tonight. And then tomorrow, scattered storms possible. Otherwise, we're going to see some sun mixed in there with a high near 88. Right now, it is 64. It's time for your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids' Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes,